AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court is hearing the Trump administration's push to expand control over independent federal agencies. It could overturn a 1935 decision in Humphrey's executor, limiting when presidents can fire board members. Before the court is Solicitor General D. John Sauer.
Humphrey's must be overruled. It has become a decaying husk with bold and particularly dangerous pretensions. It was grievously wrong when decided, and cases from Morrison to Trump have thoroughly eroded its foundation.
The case today is over the firing of Rebecca Slaughter, a member of the Federal Trade Commission. The court has allowed many of President Trump's firings for now. A White House official says President Trump is planning a $12 billion aid package for farmers who've struggled to sell their crops while getting hit by rising costs after the president raised tariffs on China as part of a broader trade war. A powerful earthquake has shaken northern Japan.
The 7.6 earthquake triggered a tsunami of up to 40 centimeters in communities along the coast, according to the Japanese Meteorological Agency. It struck just east of Aomori, the northernmost prefecture of Japan's main Honshu Island, and south of Hokkaido Island. The tsunami struck the town of Urakawa and the port of Mutsu Ogawara. NHK, the country's public broadcaster, reported several people were injured at a hotel in the town of Hachinohe. It also reported nuclear power plants in the region were conducting safety checks. Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi said the government set up an emergency task force to urgently assess the extent of damage. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Paramount Skydance has launched a hostile takeover bid for Warner Brothers Discovery. Just days ago, Netflix announced a deal to buy Warner Brothers Studios and streaming service HBO Max. Iranian officials say a second flight carrying deported Iranians has left the U.S. Washington reportedly plans to send hundreds back to Iran. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutal, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are hanging near their record highs in early trading on Wall Street. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2% in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 79 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite was flat. Warner Brothers Discovery jumped more than 6%. Paramount took its offer to buy the company directly to shareholders. Paramount is trying to bypass a deal that Netflix struck to buy just Warner Brothers following a split from Discovery. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The Federal Reserve is expected to cut interest rates for the third time this year when it meets this week. Seth Sutel, New York.
IBM says it is buying data streaming platform Confluent in a deal worth $11 billion that will help bolster the technology company's artificial intelligence strategy. It still needs approval from Confluent shareholders as well as clearance from regulators. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Springhill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.